like something like that and write some computer script or whatever. But it's a 20-minute episode because I'm modeling myself after Big Fatty. I don't know if anyone knows it, but see, I look up, and if you guys haven't listened to Big Fatty, you should go over to bigfattyonline.com and have a listen. Now, I don't have a dog named Poodle McNoodle, who apparently isn't a dog. I don't know, but I always thought it was. Because, I mean, why would you call somebody Poodle McNoodle if they're not a dog? I mean, the first word is poodle. Poodle, right? So a poodle is a dog, Fatty. I don't know if you're aware of that, but a poodle is a dog, okay? So regardless, I'm patterning myself after him. So I'm doing these, I'm trying to do, 15 to 20 minute shows. Now, I'm not going to do 5 a week because whatever.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because I'm modeling myself after Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2377 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 22th of February, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more voice letters and more so-so questions. Yes, Big Puppies. Hello, pastas. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are pastas today. Now, I don't know why you're pastas today, but Poodle asked me to call you pastas. Say, yes, Big Fatty, I would like to clear up something that old Crooked Hat, Adam Burns, said at the beginning of the new show. He says that Poodle is a dog. Well, under that thinking, then under that same thinking, McNoodle, that would be a pasta. So, and I am not a pasta either. I am Poodle Pasta. No, I am not a dog pasta. And so I just wanted to clear that up. And anyway, I'm going to go over here and talk to my good friend Alfredo.
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the Fat One with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall of giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
That is correct. And y'all, we're going to start with some questions over here at the WWW. Let's just see. Where were we over here? Let's just go over here. Let's see. What do we got here? Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver has posted something over here. Says, thanks for the advice, sweet Kathy. I don't know what this is in response to. A hunting accident. I have the same initials as the wonderful and amazing Miss Bacon, but I don't share her brilliance. I am just a momentarily lurking admirer from the Faroe Islands. Big Fatty, I don't know what that means. I don't either. Y'all, we've DJ Ron. Y'all, you know DJ Ron. You know, he made me cut the onions a while back down there in the St. Petersburg. Y'all, I'll just let you know, y'all, he's going to be going to Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend over at the Hotel. And so, Ron, we're looking forward to meeting you over there. And Big Fatty, is that Baron Frosty gonna go down? Well, I don't know if he is or not, but he ought to. But anyway, DJ Ron's got a question here, and he says, Herb and Freddy, DJ Ron in St. Petersburg here with a so-so question. You've said many times that the last little show would be episode 3000. Why did you choose that particular number and not 2905 or 3102? DJ Ron, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Looking forward to seeing you at the Hara also. This is indeed a so-so question. You know, DJ Ron, I, and probably my Northeast straight boyfriend, who's going through the old catalog now, can bring me up to date on this. But I remember there was something that came up about how many of these damn, it probably involved the old gal, I don't know, but how many of these old these damn shows are you gonna do? And it was a big production, and I just basically pulled it out of my ass. Big Fatty, I think some would like for it to you to reconsider and maybe make it 2380. You know, that'd be Monday. That ain't gonna happen. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, DJ Ron is back with another one, and he says, "Hey, Big Fatty. Several people thought that Poodle was a dog. Big Fatty, there they go again. I am not a dog, and I am not a pasta. And some people now think she's your aunt." I don't know. For a long time, I thought she was a parrot, but Big Fatty, a parrot, bruh. But then realized they don't allow feathers and bird poop in the villas. So my question is, was Poodle a parrot in a previous life? DJ Ron, Big Fatty, I would like to take this so-so question because I absolutely think it is a so-so question. DJ Ron, I am not a poodle. I am not a dog. Well, I am poodle, but I am not a dog. I am not a pasta, and I am not a parrot. However, I would, my good friend second cousin twice removed, not Canoodle, but Polly. Polly Poodle. Polly McNoodle, she loves a cracker. She just loves a cracker, and you know now I want a cracker too. Alfredo, get me a cracker.
Meet Kathy, who's lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square.
But Kathy's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Yeah. See, y'all, we've got an e-letter here from that Patty Bacon, and she says, "Ole, Big." Yo, you know, that's hello backwards. It's me, Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. They decided, since it is so nice here, to name it twice. Big Fatty. I had this awful buzzing in my ear the other day. Then, when I finally listened to the little show on my car phone, I realized why. You mentioned me. How nice. Ear burning starts out nice, nasty, but in the end, it's a nice feeling. Ole Poodle, it's me, Patty Bacon. Hi, I have a so-so question for you, Poodle. Sorry, Big, yours is for another day. Big Patty, what's the question? Well, I'm gonna read it. It says, since we have learned that you are not a talking animal, let me ask you the most famous so-so question ever. It says, with a Boston accent mixed with a lisp. Big Fatty, can you do that?
Yo, we'll try. Hey, Poodle, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Toodles, Patty, Big Fatty, that was awful. You should have gotten Brian from Boston to call in with that. Big Fatty, this is for me. Patty Bacon, hi. Thank you so much for the question. It's lovely. Lovely to hear from you, and it is indeed, especially with that Boston accent and a lisp, a very, very, the ultimate so-so question. And if I were a tree, well, let's just see. I would probably be a fur, big, fatty, fur sounds like something an animal would have. Why did I say that? I don't know. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 22th of February. Y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's up there. I don't know if he is in the New York City, or just somewhere near the New York City. I'm not privy to exact details, but y'all, he used to do the occasional fag a little show, and y'all, he does some lovely crema card pictures, and he loves to go to the Coney Island. Big fatty, everybody loves a big Coney. No, I think he likes the roller coaster. Oh, I bet he likes a big Coney too. Well, anyway, maybe so. Y'all, it's that David B. Y'all, he's just as sweet as he can be. I've never met David before. At least, David, I hadn't met you before. Big fatty, you don't remember. I don't think I've met David before. But y'all, he is a longtime listener of the little show and a nice supporter of the Pride 48. So y'all, if you see David B. on the 20 or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of Coney. I mean, cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's Gus Chad calling to reprimand you for saying that St. Paul or Minneapolis, whatever, is a major producer of spam. That is false. The biggest promoter of spam in Minnesota is Austin, Minnesota. It's 45 minutes south of Rochester. If you've ever been there, when you go through I-90, goes through Austin, and it goes right by the Hormel plant. And when they are making spam, oh my God, it stinks in that town like horribly. You would never touch pork ever again if you could smell it. But if I remember right, and I'm pretty sure that I'm probably wrong on this too, but did he not live in Austin at one point before moving to the cities, and that's why he was a spam ambassador? It's been a while since I went back and listened to all this stuff and how he got his name. I thought he had lived in Austin, Minnesota before moving to the city, but it's Austin, Minnesota, not the Twin Cities. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, Gus, all that is that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice and to get a verbal reprimand. Yes, Big Fatty, a verbal reprimand from you on the history of spam and Laughing Buddha. You may have to get in touch with me and remind me why you're the spambaster. Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon had posted over there on the BFO that she thought you were the spambassador because you live by the Spam Museum. And I don't know. I'm like Gus Chad. I just, Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. By the way, did you remember you have a coupon, $1 off 2 cans of Spam? Look for it when you're at the Von's East today. Yes, Big Fatty?
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Randy in Penis, Sylvania. I know it's been quite a while since I've written or talked to you, but I had back surgery at the end of December, December 27th, 7 weeks ago today. I'm doing a lot better and actually going to return to work tomorrow. So based on that, I have a so-so work-related question, and I would like you to cue the music because I've never got to say that before.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all are Ask Big Fatty question today. It's a so-so question, and it comes to us from Randy in Pennsylvania. Randy, what you got?
So here is my so-so question. The question is, what exactly do you do at the coal mine? I know that the orange hat is the boss, and based on the sounds of it, Larry Vader is some kind of like special assistant to the senior vice president of communications or something. And he's definitely something up there with an office and a door. And but like, I don't know what you do. So like, are you the lunch lady in the cafeteria, or do you pay the bills, or clean the coal miner's boots, or what exactly do you do? So that's my so-so question. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Miss you and love you, and happy VD to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Randy in the penis life, ain't it? Big Fatty, you've had that call so long, he's already back at work, gotten a raise, and retired. Well, not quite, but Randy, please forgive me for the delay in getting this played. Well, y'all, you know, it's like Gentleman Callers. It's either feast or famine. And then right now it's feast. But Randy, this is indeed a so-so question. And I think your answers are much better than what Big Fatty actually does. And so I'm just going to, in fact, I'm sure somebody will find it and send it over to Spot and Crazy that Big Fatty is indeed the lunch lady. Big Fatty, can I get a cracker? Yeah, guys, y'all, I'm running out of time here, so I'm just going to go back over to one more so-so question that was sent in. Big Fatty was sent in by the number two fan. It's true. Y'all, it's from Mac in Florida, or the Florida. Mac says, do you prefer the mint floss or the unflavored? Well, Mac, number two fan, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from the number two fan. Hadn't heard from the number three or the number one in a while, so thank you for at least communicating with us. And this is absolutely a so-so question. Big Fatty is a big proponent of flossing, and I don't use the regular, nor do I use the mint. I use the Dento tape, which is thicker, and it really just gets in there. And yes, Big Fatty, it gets all those crackers and everything out of your teeth. It's just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Remember, you got less than a week to get your so-so questions in to be in the running for a really uninspiring prize provided by Kathy Marshall and that Peter G. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, that Adam Burns from over there at the Geeky Gay. You know, he's still doing that death phone. Yes, Big Fatty. And Adam, as far as So-So Question Month goes, what do you think about doing that on your show?
Because, I'm modeling myself after Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's going to do So-So Questions. And Adam, can I get a cracker, please?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.